Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Liberty Report. With me today is Daniel McAdams. Daniel, good to see you.
Good morning, Dr. Paul.
Good. I want to talk a little bit about immigration. That's been in the news, yeah. Especially since these new executive orders have been written to make sure anybody coming in this country gets vetted and we don't let any of the bad guys coming in. But there's been a lot of questions and a lot of challenges to these orders from Republicans as well. You know, we're not alone. There are some Republicans say, well, they overstepped the bounds or they might not like the details of it. But anyway, the Democrats are always going to complain about what Trump does. But it looks like right now for this week, the cap changes. It's not make America great again, even though those caps are still around. It's to make America safe again. Yes. So we should feel good about that. But I'm waiting for the cap that says, make America free again. That's what I'm waiting for. Because safety should not be the main goal of a government. The goal of a government in a republic should be protect liberty. And safety is down on the list, and governments can participate, but people make themselves safe. Anyway, the orders went out. They weren't well received. Already, the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security has been called before Congress to defend yourself. How could you create such a monster? And it was a bit of a monster to sort this all out. It's in the courts now. A lot of lawsuits being filed and saying, well, they overstepped the bounds. But, you know, as one would expect, Trump's not backing down. Trump has said very, very clearly that he says, I can do whatever I want. And you say, isn't that arrogant? Well, he leans in that direction. Yeah. But when you look at what he says, it's almost like he's having a legal statement because he sort of quoted the law.
Yeah.
And you know, and I know, Congress is not very good in protecting its own responsibilities and prerogatives, and they're always delighted to give it to the presidents, whether it's on trade or war or anything else. And they wrote a law that more or less gives the presidents tremendous power. I don't usually or I'm in, much interested in making predictions about courts, but I think Trump's probably going to win this argument just because it's not a good idea. The whole thing is a mess, and we can talk about the mess that is involved. But this is a serious business on what we're talking about, and it involves the Department of Homeland Security. But there was a quote that you saw that caught your attention about why this might be expanding the attack on the civil liberties of all Americans.
Yeah, and this was, you know, as you mentioned, General Kelly, who was our Homeland Security Director, went before the Homeland Security Committee yesterday in Congress and testified about the rolling out of this temporary visa ban. But he was also asked about the extreme vetting measures that were in place, and he said that they're considering even more extreme vetting measures. And actually, we have, I think, a quote that struck out at me that I thought was interesting. Here's what he told the committee. They want to know, how are you living? Who's sending you money? What websites do you visit? Anything we can get. Can to get a handle on who these people are. They also talked about at the border, if you want to come in, handing over your social media passwords so they can get into your accounts and see what kinds of things you're doing. And so people might say, well, you know, this is just for the bad guys. This is just for foreigners. These are just for people from these seven countries. But how long before it's expanded is the real question.
Well, and the real irony is the seven countries, they don't sound, they're probably not angels. But have they been declared enemies of our state, our country, and our freedoms? Seven countries, controversies there, no doubt. But as the way I understand it, there's been no specific attack by anybody coming from those seven countries on American citizens in our country.
That's one of two things they have in common. The other thing they have in common is that the U.S. has been bombing and destabilizing them. So I wonder why they're concerned.
But you're not allowed to think that way. You're not allowed to say that we have some responsibilities. That's wrong. That's politically incorrect. That's unpatriotic. Don't you know better? No, well, that is just horrible that you can't. They can't stand the truth. The exposure of the truth in an empire is just detestable. But not only did they pick countries that aren't a threat to us, if you want to, and obviously we support, you know, watching who's coming into the country.
Yeah.
But maybe, especially after 9/11, there was a lot of turmoil and a lot of problems there. And even right at the time of 9/11, I was very much aware of bin Laden family and other Saudis individuals getting on airplanes and getting out of town before I can get from Washington to Texas. That I took that personally. Yeah. And now it turns out that that was a significant event. And yet they're angels. They don't have to be vetted. And same way with Pakistan. Isn't it Pakistan where bin Laden was finally captured?
Yeah.
You know, and they have a nuclear weapon. But we don't talk about that. We talk about a country that doesn't have a nuclear weapon and probably can't make a nuclear weapon and has agreed to, some surveillance of what they're doing. But this they ignore. So I think this is all misleading. And I'm frightened to think that you're suggesting that maybe it's just the opening salvo for them to look at our websites. They've already, cooperate very, very much with the social media.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a lot more. NSA does it, without real search warrants.
Yeah, and, I noticed this on Bob Wenzel's Target Liberty site this morning. It's what caught my attention. And he quoted the Daily Beast write-up of the hearing yesterday. And I'll just read a little bit from it because it's interesting. Kelly also spoke about a recent meeting with the CEO of IBM, saying he plans for DHS Homeland Security to use analysis of big data and social media at the border in vetting of refugee and visa applicants and in other national security missions. And that to me sounds like this is something that will expand in the name of keeping us safe. And they'll say, oh, no, this is, you're just being paranoid and conspiratorial. But that's what they said about the Patriot Act,
yeah,
right?
But you're not reassured that they've learned their lesson on no-fly lists? They've been around. Have they made any mistakes there? Have they caught anybody, and have they made any mistakes? How many mistakes have they made to abuse the rights of American citizens and a lot of other people? At the same time, there's no evidence that the no-fly list actually stopped a violent act against Americans.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's... as I said, this is what they thought about the Patriot Act. Oh, you got to vote for it to keep us safe. They will only be monitoring the terrorists, not Americans. And then Snowden came along.
Yeah. How do you separate? A lot of conservatives and maybe some libertarians drift on, to the ID card. Well, you got to have IDs. If they have ID cards, people coming across our borders, you can check their ID card. But how can you make some people have ID cards but not another's? Then you discriminate. And of course, if you support ID cards for somebody who might be coming into the country or has come in, all of a sudden you've supported ID cards for all Americans because it's harder to sort it out. And it looks like they will try to avoid the courts if they can. But right now it's in the courts on this whole issue, and a lot of lawsuits are being filed. And there's a lot of unintended consequences. But, Kelly has come back. He says, we didn't do so well. We're a new administration, and we jumped the gun, and we were a little bit too aggressive. But I'm sorry, but we will back off a little bit and see what happens. But we will come back and clarify all these rules.
And I can hear maybe critics of your position on this say, okay, well, you don't like this vetting of people from these countries. What would you do to keep us safer?
Well, the one thing I would do is get rid of the incentives. Don't reward anybody for coming in here legally or illegally. If they come in, and there are millions, they come in, and because we have a welfare state that's broke, it's very easy to get benefits. I can recall on my emergency room duties, immigrants coming in, illegal, most likely. I didn't check them out, deliver babies for them. But the hospital would send them to the courthouse, or the courthouse would send somebody down and teach them how to get, benefits, food stamps, and rental, subsidies and this sort of thing. So, yes, they're well taken care of. And then as soon as they get established, free medical care and free education. But the other thing is, if you really want to stop the bad guys coming who have intent, which, matter of fact, is pretty minuscule compared to what most people think, and that is the foreign policy. all of this talk and all this activity, they never talk about, we'll go after these countries that there's no proof that they've done anything or they're coming to intend to do us harm. But the ones where there might be some danger, and there's been some explicit expressions by Al-Qaeda of why they did want to come here on 9/11, it has to do with our foreign policy. And people who deny this, they're either absolutely obsessed by protecting the empire, or they're absolutely ignorant as to what the real facts are, and they're in total denial of it. I don't believe you can solve these problems that we have today on concern about immigration and threat to our liberties with our current foreign policy. The foreign policy has to change.
And look, just for example, at the recent raid in Yemen, I just read a piece yesterday that Secretary Mattis was convincing President Trump, you've got to go in and do this commando raid. If we can take out this Al-Qaeda guy, it'll be, quote, a game changer. Mm-hmm. And so they talked him into doing it. He accepted it. They went in there and they did this raid. They didn't get the guy, but they got a lot of women and children. So how many more potential terrorists have we created in Yemen through this horrible botched strike?
Yeah, and that's continuous. The policies haven't changed, and we did the program yesterday, or recently, it's the same policy that Bush had, that Obama has, and now Trump. The words are different. Maybe the goals are a little bit different. But dropping drone missiles and bombs and attacking people and assuming our responsibility around the world right now, the announcement was that we were going to really go into Mosul and also into the capital for the rebels in Syria. And we're going to, by September, it's all going to be cleaned up. So it goes on, and that's not called nation building. That's called maintaining our fortress, around the world. But, I remember clearly 9/11, as everybody does. And we had these legislative proposals, the Patriot Act that we've talked about, but also this whole idea about Homeland Security. Yeah. It sort of sounds like something out of 1984 or something. We Department of Homeland Security, we're going to be secure. And, of course, setting the goals a bit opposite of what a true republic would be doing. They weren't talking about changing monetary policy and foreign policy. But this was, just really scary because we never knew exactly how much it would involve. But it's huge. I mean, when you think about it, the National Guard's under there, customs and immigration, and FEMA's under there, TSA. 14 of the intelligence agencies report under the Department of Homeland Security. I mean, it just goes on and on. So I was wanting to check up on this. I knew it was a monster. But there's 187 agencies, different government agencies and departments under FEMA, and then we shouldn't be shocked, but they don't give names, but then they say plus private businesses. Huh. They're considered under it. It's probably defense, you got to protect the defense contractors. What if there's sabotage coming in? So they're part of this whole system, and they are to protect against, bad weather conditions, and FEMA's involved in that. So It is something that is just huge, and a few employees, almost 250,000 people. Jeez. There to do something that in being technical about responsibility under the Constitution, it shouldn't even exist. I mean, we shouldn't even have it. But then the question goes back to it, yes, well, would we be safe? I think get rid of the incentive and get rid of the motivation. Don't give them any free stuff and don't go off and antagonize them and get them to hate our guts. And why don't we just be friends with them and talk with them and trade with them? One of the reasons why they think that, these threats, even more sanctions against Iran, won't probably go through is there's a lot of people in this country now, business people, who are doing honest business, some dishonest, but honest business, and selling stuff to the Iranians. They're selling oil and they're buying stuff from it. That's the way it's supposed to work. Just like things have improved since the Korean War with China. We buy and sell, even though there's somebody always wanting to antagonize. yeah, we do that, but we got to make sure we have that we're in charge of the South China Sea, you know, this sort of thing. So they just go out of their way not to take advantages of a little bit of common sense.
You know, I remember the Homeland Security debates. That was early on when I came to work in your office. Yeah. And the whole argument that they made was, this is going to make things so much more efficient. It's going to streamline these agencies. It's not, and you said, no, it's going to turn into a monolith. And they said, no, it's streamlining. This is going to cut out a lot of bureaucracy.
Yeah. Well, I suggested that maybe we encourage somebody to do a study. Out of all those agencies, which should have probably 90% of them being eliminated and, you know, and drastically reduced them. But add up the number of people employed by those agencies in 2002, yeah, before the Department of Homeland Security, and add them up now. And my suspicion would be that the number of employees has not gone down.
Yeah.
You know, but and so the streamlining, it solidifies central power. And just think now, you know, the power in that particular committee, the Homeland Security Committee, as well as somebody who is the secretary, headed the Department of Homeland Security, along with the president, that don't sweat it, folks. I can do what I want because Congress has already given me this power.
Which is true.
You know, this whole idea, I was so annoyed that, Obama could, Obama alone, the president of the United States could say, but you can't build this pipeline. Where does he get all this authority? And then they go and get involved in these wars. And of course, all presidents do that. And technically, in the legal sense, they can do it, but not in the constitutional sense, not in the sense of how a free market economy would work. That's completely different. That's not the story. And this whole idea that we should, you know, go into these countries because we're protecting our constitution and guaranteeing our liberties at the same time, you point out that what is the threat to this whole thing that the government is moving another step to work closely with social media and start getting passwords and, okay, you're gone. We don't have your, well, I don't remember my password, gone.
Yeah.
We're not even gonna talk to you.
He even said that, if you don't wanna give it, next in line.
And of course, you know, the original executive order said, even people with green cards. Well, I'm actually leaning in the direction that, you know, one in between thing are more green cards. Let people come and visit and work, but get no benefits. They don't vote. They don't do anything. And somebody, they're the responsible for themselves as well as their sponsors. I mean, that's the way most countries work. How many of us would say, you know, I like the climate in Japan. I have a neat little place up there. I'd like to be a Japanese citizen. And they said, well, no, that's not the way it works. But would anybody resent the fact that you just can't walk into Japan and get all these benefits and say, make me a citizen? It doesn't happen. There's very few countries, if any, that you can do this. And yet I do believe in the free travel and free trade as much as possible. And if you do those two other things, I think it would very, very significantly reduce the threat to our people.
And I worry, you know, there's going to be someone coming from France or Germany or something that does something wrong.
Yeah.
And they'll say, hey, it's not just these seven countries now. It's going to be these other countries, these additional ones. Next thing, when we travel, go overseas, we're going to have to hand over our passwords when we come back home.
Right. It looks like ever since 9/11, 2001, that things have not gone well. We have a significant reduction in our freedoms at home in this effort to make us safe abroad, and we've expanded our militarism overseas, and I think it's directly related to the decrease in liberty in this country, because when you're at war, people tolerate the sacrifice of liberty a lot more, whether it was, you know, the Civil War, World War I, World War II, the American people went along with it. But most of the time, even though there's a little bit of retracing after the war is over, you never get it all back. This one is more threatening, this global war on terrorism, because even the promoters of this, they don't even pretend that there's an end to it. And they tell you, you the American people, they tell us, you better be prepared. This is a long ordeal. And people would hope by changing administrations and picking the individual that advocates more safety and more peace would be reversing that course. But it never seems to happen. So we are locked on this course. More activity overseas, more loss of liberties here, and this whole mess on immigration because they ignore the really important things of no incentives and no reasons to get people to want to come here to do us harm. That would go a long way to making the world, at least for Americans, a lot more safer and a lot more prosperous. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today to the Liberty Report. Please come back soon.